Missed an episode of your favorite podcast? Choose from over a decade of content in our archives. Not just the latest episode. All free at GCNlive.com.
Hey.
The Sons of Liberty is a politically neutral organization. We believe that the Judeo-Christian ethic has provided the principles upon which this nation was founded. It is our belief that these principles provide not only the foundation and framework for American government and society, but are also essential to the maintenance of a fair and just society. All program content is based on a Christian biblical worldview.
One of you said to me recently that we shouldn't rock the boat. Well, ladies and gentlemen, I want to tell you that I am a boat rocker.
Hello, friends, as well as a few enemies, scoffers, atheists, skeptics, lunatics, weirdos, and assorted bad guys, and of course, all of you good guys and girls out there, welcome to the Sons of Liberty. Friends, you have with you yours truly, Mr. Bradley Dean. That would be moi, whatever you want to call me. You just don't call me late, because I'm here. If you'd like to check us out online, sonsoflibertyradio.com, sonsoflibertyradio.com, and or go over to sonsoflibertymedia.com. Again, sonsoflibertymedia.com. You can also go over to our Facebook accounts, friends. Check those out. Bradley Dean double E, Bradley Dean double E on my Facebook account, as well as Sons of Liberty Radio and Sons of Liberty Media on Facebook. Also following me on my Twitter account, which is Bradley Dean one, Bradley Dean one again, double E. And folks, you can go over to our my Twitter account. You can call in at any time over the next hour. Please state a topic or something that would add to the topic and what we're talking about. And what we're going to talk about again today is a little bit of what we talked about yesterday, but I'm going to highlight it more so. Yesterday we were talking about how the conservatives are legitimizing candidates that are illegit in every sense of the word. And instead of actually magnifying their crimes, folks, to the people and magnifying the law against their crimes, they're actually supporting them. They're attempting to legitimize them, and they're putting them out there for you to pick and choose as to the bone that was thrown to them. Folks, we have 315 million people in this country, and you have four candidates, and guess what? Everybody's complaining about the establishment, but yet it's the establishment endorsing these people. And what I want to do is I want to pull the cover off, because we know that all things are naked and open to the eyes of whom we have to do. So I want to be a faithful witness that delivers souls by showing you who these people are and what they stand for and what they fall for in so many different ways. Yesterday I'd shared with you the Clintons. If you have not taken the time to watch Clinton Chronicles, do, my friends. I shared about 20 of the people that were directly around Billy Clinton and Hillary Clinton that just fell off dead. And if you look at the body count around that administration, there's 147 folks. And these were people that were going to come out and expose the Clintons for who they were. Now we have Hillary Clinton, the state-controlled media, coming out trying to legitimize her. But again, friends, I want to share with you today a little more as to what I was sharing with you yesterday. And folks, it's the conservatives that are attempting to legitimize her. It's the conservatives that are talking more about Hillary Clinton than even the left are. Folks, there's something wrong with America. And I want to say this, you know, and I've said it so many times, but to the new listeners, you know how we're thrown into a mind control game where they want to actually give us the paradigm of the left-right? I want to tell the right something, the people that claim to be the righteous in this land. If the right was doing the right thing all of the time, there wouldn't be a left. And when you talk about the left, you're talking about criminals, those that are not ruled by law. Well, folks, those that are the right, you better profess in action, which speaks a lot louder than words, your your enforcement of the law. What makes you good is the fact that you submit to law and that you're a law abider. And so that's what we want to do, is we want to enforce the laws of our constitutional republic against the left and their crimes. And when we do that, again, friends, let me reiterate, then and only then, when we bring law to judgment, we're going to have righteousness and peace within the streets of America. And I want to get away from where we're at, and the way to do that is expose these candidates for who they are. We have Marco Rubio, who is illegitimate. He is not a legitimate candidate. He's not lawfully, he's not a naturalized citizen in the sense of his parents coming into America and having him here, that he's illegitimate. Okay, end of story there. He's not natural born, neither is the parents. Also going over to Rand Paul, folks, he's a... I'm just going back and forth. I got so much in front of me right now. I have Rand Paul, who is a libertarian, and if you look up the word libertarian, no regard for law, just last week we seen Rand Paul come out and want to actually give license to homosexuals, but he also wanted to keep the church separate from giving a license to the homosexual. Folks, we're ruled by one law, okay? Now, we don't have three different versions of government, three different versions of the Constitution, and the last thing we want is a candidate erecting an altar that looks just like him. Because we know those that serve we the people have no business tearing down the Constitution and attempting to recreate it in their own image. So in saying that, Rand Paul's probably a great guy, guys. But I want to tell you something. We need to, again, go back to the foundations, and we don't need to settle for the lesser of two evils. We need the right guy in there, okay? We don't, again, need the lesser of two evils. We need the right people in government, those that will rule by law and only law. And not their opinions, because we're not, again, ruled by opinions. We're ruled by law in this country. And then we have Jeb Bush, illegitimate. He's a joke. Nobody's even taken him for anything, folks. Everybody sees the Bush family and the Bush regime for what they are and who they are. And when you look at Jeb, he just doesn't qualify for even being a citizen here. And so in saying that, there's so many different to talk about, different candidates to talk about. But what I want to do is I want to expose them again for who they are today. And in doing so, we're going to do that over the next 45 minutes. Folks, in the days of Nero, the Roman emperor, and in the days when the Apostle Paul wrote his letter to the Romans, there was a shortage of food in Rome. The people were hungry, and some were even starving. Everyone was worried about where the next meal would come from, and at the same time, there was an abundance of food in Alexandria in Egypt on the banks of the Nile. The Nile River would flood, and with fresh water, there was plenty of corn and wheat in Egypt. So merchant ships would sail from Rome to Alexandria, Egypt once again. And you would expect that those boats would bring back corn and wheat from Egypt, but did they? Nope, they did not. The ships were filled with sand to be used in Emperor Nero's gladiator games. That was more important to government than actually bringing forth food. There was so much blood from animals and blood from human beings that they filled the circus floor with sand to soak up all of the blood. Sand for gladiator shows? The ships were filled with sand, of all things. And one day, an owner of a ship came down to the wharf and saw the sand being unloaded. He saw at the same time all the hungry and starving people who wanted more than sand. They wanted to be fed with wheat and corn. So this ship owner ordered his ship captain to bring a shipload of wheat rather than a shipload of sand. And when that ship arrived in Rome, all of the hungry people were enormously happy. And that the ship did not have sand but corn and wheat, and that they would have a meal of food that night. And by the way, friends, this is exactly what the conservatives of the day are bringing to you on a 24/7 basis. They're bringing you rhetorical talk, the redundancies. They're talking about the same old without bringing any resolve about why is that. Because they're giving you what's been given to them. And they don't have enough common sense to get rid of the sand and bring the food, for the people are starving. I intend to bring you the wheat, and I intend for you to eat a meal tonight so your tummies are full. But only that comes, my friends, with the Word of God and the truth. I'm going to come right back, and I'm going to start to highlight the candidates that have been thrown to you, friends. Again, just think about this, 315 million people, and how many do you have to choose from? Oh, right.
Dr. Paul, like the dead doctors don't lie guy. Have you ever wondered why farmers can keep their livestock lean and healthy just by feeding them minerals and a nutrient-dense diet? Before market, they cut off their minerals, leaving them to crave high-calorie grains to fatten them up. So if weight control is this easy, why does the medical system prescribe invasive surgical gastric bypass for humans? The truth be told, according to research, you can avoid over 900 different diseases just by getting 90 essential nutrients daily. Check us out on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com and order your Healthy Start Pack and get your 90 for life. Or dial 855-301-TEAM. I said essential, not optional, and every day. Easy. 90 for life on the web at sonsoflibertyteam.com or call 855-301-TEAM. That's 855-301-TEAM at sonsoflibertyteam.com.
So we decided to upgrade the look of our home.
You know, improve the curb appeal.
We decided to add the look of stone to the exterior.
We really like the stacked stone look.
Yeah, but when I checked into the price, it was ridiculous. No way could we afford it.
Then a friend told me about Genstone. G-E-N-S-T-O-N-E.
Genstone comes in lightweight panels made of polyurethane. They've actually engineered the hassle out of installation. No mortar, no mesh. It was easy. Even I could do it.
We just screwed the panels to the wall and it looks like stone. I mean, it really looks like stone.
Yeah, from the box to the wall in minutes.
We love the look of our home now.
And Genstone is durable, comes with a 25-year warranty, and offers additional R-value for insulation.
If you want the look of stone at a price you can afford, call Genstone
at 855-955-STONE.
Trust me, you'll save money.
And you'll love the look.
855-955-STONE. That's 855-955-7866.
As you listen to the show today, you're probably thinking, how can I be a part of changing culture and restoring this country for our posterity? Well, we at the Sons of Liberty have an answer for you. Pick up the phone and call radio stations in your hometown. Tell them you want to hear the Sons of Liberty on your AM and FM stations. Help us multiply the message that we deliver to the nation every day. And equip your community with the truth that is protecting our liberty for generations to come. Remember, we can do this together.
Hi, this is Ted Anderson. Have you ever wondered why banks, stockbrokers, investment advisors won't talk about gold IRAs? They've been available since 1986, yet the financial industry won't recognize the value of gold for your retirement. Gold has outperformed paper investments, yet no word about IRAs. If you would like to have gold for your retirement, call 800-686-2237. Don't get left behind by rising inflation and low returns. Call 800-686-2237. Secure your future and call 1-800-686-2237.
Welcome back again to the Sons of Liberty. Anytime you'd like to be a part of the show, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, yesterday we were talking about how the conservatives were attempting to legitimize certain candidates. And I told you that it was the conservatives that were actually attempting to legitimize the Hillary Clintons and the Clintons of the world more than the left was, as again you're taught or you're told through the state-controlled media. And what I did is I showed you the 147. I took a little handful and I just kind of showed you some of the dead bodies that were strewn around that administration. There was a total of 147 that we know of, documented cases. People that wanted to come out and actually expose the Clintons for who they really were. Now we see the state-controlled media actually trying to attempt to legitimize her candidacy for the President of the United States. And the way they're doing that is they're trying to show you good old grandma, and, you know, she's just a good old mama and a grandma, and she would just be a great candidate. She'd be a great president. And by the way, she'd be the first president of the United States of America. Folks, that's just crazy. That's just crazy. I mean, are we trying to strain at the gnat while we swallow the big, big camel? Are we, like, purposely trying to ignore with both eyes open as to who the Clintons are, as to who the Bushes are? I mean, folks, come on. Here we have it. The Bible tells us we're to judge a man by his fruit and a woman by their fruit. And we can see that the apple doesn't fall too far from any one of these administrations, or the Obama, Barack Hussein Obama, Barry Satoro administration as well, which again, friends, just for the record, is Clinton's administration tried and true in their crimes against you, the people. I mean, I'm seriously blown away. And folks, all of this stuff happening in this country today is happening right in the face of the American people. So in other words, America's going to be without excuse when they get coming what they've got coming. And if you want to go ahead and ignore the crimes of politicians, go ahead. And for you to think that it's going to get better than worse, that is the very definition of stupidity and ignorance. You sow to the wind, you're going to reap the whirlwind. You sow to corruption, you're going to reap corruption. And that's exactly where America's at today. So let's do this. Let's open both of our eyes really quick. Folks, there's a story told of the one-eyed doe. A doe blind in one eye was accustomed to graze as near to the edge of the cliff as she possibly could in the hope of securing her greater safety. She turned her sound eye towards the land that she might get the earliest tidings of the approach of hunter or hound, and her injured eye towards the sea, and from whence she entertained no anticipation of danger. So, boatmen sailing by saw her and, taking a successful aim, mortally wounded her, yielding up her last breath. She gasped forth this lament: "O wretched creature that I am, to take such precautions against the land, and after all to find this seashore to which I come for safety so much more perilous." Now, folks, you're not the one-eyed doe. You have both eyes open. So for this to be taking place in this country, and you say that you didn't know, that is completely untrue. It's because you didn't want to know. Going back to, again, the state-controlled media and the conservatives attempting to legitimize these candidates. Jeb Bush, do your homework, friends. Very similar to the Clintons. Very similar to the Clintons. Hillary Clinton, we exposed her just a little bit yesterday for who she is and the fruit of her administration and her corrupt husband. Speaking of which, we just found today that her little sidekick, the Muslim, there's a lesbian relationship that's coming forth to the news now. I mean, folks, she's being attacked by the left and the right all the way through and through, and that's good for America. But America, when it's brought to the light through the mercy of God, then you have to deal with the issues by bringing forth judgment, because nobody's going to do it for you. And then we have Rand Paul, probably a really cool guy. But the bottom line, friends, is he's a libertarian. If he violates the Constitution just a little bit, and then you have the Clintons and the Bushes violate the Constitution a whole lot, what's the difference? They're both breaking the law. And then you might say to yourself, well, Bradley, that's lesser of two evils. We don't need any evil. We need righteous men and women. We need statesmen and we need stateswomen in government working for the people, and actually upholding the oath that they themselves would swear to uphold, so help them God. We don't need politicians. Politicians is a slur. It's a demeaning word. Folks, politicians are those that work for special interests, not we the people. Statesmen and stateswomen, they work for the people. And I'll tell you, those that are working for the people, you can always know who they are by how the state-controlled media deals with them. And then we have Marco Rubio. He's ineligible, friends. He wouldn't be a lawful president. Read the Constitution of the United States. Ted Cruz, well, there's some question about his eligibility. Is he natural born? Is his parents natural born? Are they American citizens? So on and so forth. You might want to look into that, too. Again, Ted Cruz's, his report card, friends, he's got a good record all the way through and through. But I've also seen, just my personal opinion on Ted Cruz, is I've also seen him behind closed doors on video. It's like he talks one way, and then once he's on, he goes on cue, and then he acts a different way. We don't need double-minded men. We need people as to who they are all the time, 24/7. Not one way in their private life and then a different way in their public life. No, we don't need that. And that's what I like about, you know, when we're on the radio and we're doing what we're doing on the radio. Hey, listen, what you hear is what you get, because this is Bradley Dean and the Sons of Liberty 24/7. We're not any different behind closed doors than we are in the public eye. We don't want that. That's a part of the problem that we're dealing with in this country. Folks, with both eyes open, let me bring this forth really quick, and then I'm going to go to sympathy for the devil. And America showing sympathy for the devil and saying, well, he's the best candidate that we've have offered to us. Again, keep in mind, there's 315 million people. Who's to say that these candidates, Jeb Bush, Hillary Clinton, Marco Rubio, Rand Paul, Ted Cruz, etc., are those the people's picks? Who's to say that they are? And if they are, I got a question for you. Who told you that? The state-controlled media did. Well, you know, they must know what they're doing. Yeah, they know what they're doing. The fact of the matter, for you to say something like that tells me you don't know what you're doing by allowing them to actually take the helm for the next 4 years after this criminal. Now, folks, we go all the way back to Bush Sr., and folks, we can go back further than that. But when you look at George Bush Sr., folks, America really started going in decline majorly when that man took the administration. And I'm telling you what, you pull the curtain back on him, it is corrupt to no end. As a matter of fact, CIA whistleblowers will come forth, they will tell you they call that man Evil Poppy. speaking of George Bush Sr., they will say that if anybody belongs in jail with all, these are whistleblowers, CIA whistleblowers, saying all the under-the-table deals that they've seen, they came from George Bush. And then what do we have? We have that criminal administration, and then we have the Clinton criminal administration, then we go back to the Bushes, that criminal administration. And now we have Barack Hussein Obama, that criminal organization and an administration. Folks, things aren't getting better. They're getting worse. And the fact of the matter is that they were being ruled by law, and the American people understood that they were the law. They could only abide by the law. Because once you deal with them, and that's my message right there, is let judgment run down like water and righteousness like a mighty stream into the camps of the corrupt. In Jesus' name, amen, hallelujah. If I was in a black church right now, they'd all be standing up, shouting me down, saying, bring it down, Brother Dean. That's the answer to America's dilemma, and I'll say it again. Justice is the guardian of liberty. Now, going over to the modern-day politician, did you know that 29, that's 5.4% of the members of Congress, have been accused of spousal abuse? Did you hear what I said? No excuse, America. Seven. That's 3.1% of politicians have been arrested for fraud. In other words, keep in mind also, friends, these are the ones that were caught. Okay? 19, that's 3.6%, have been accused of writing bad checks. Again, these are the ones that have been caught. There's 117 politicians, that's 21.9%, have bankrupted at least two businesses. Folks, how many of these senators, these representatives, these congressmen and congresswomen, this president, folks, they've never ran a business a day in their life, and you're allowing them to run your country, and then you have the audacity to stand back and say, what's the problem? Well, you're doing your best to run your country, run your business and allow them to run your country, and then they bleed you? Folks, everything that's going on in this country concerning judgment and the bad news per se is, America, you're doing it to yourselves. Every step of the way, you're doing it to yourselves. And I don't care what it may be. If you want to know what it may be and you have a particular avenue you want to go down, 1-866-233-0747. I'll do my best to exhibit, to explain, to show you exactly what it is and where it's coming from. Well, what about this, that, and the other thing? Man, we're being taxed to death. Yep. You're being taxed to death by a corrupt government that doesn't know what it means, thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not lie, right? Yep. See what happens when they forsake God and they don't uphold their oath? They steal your money and then they begin to reallocate it to the bureaucracies, and illegally in many cases, to what they want to actually build up. Well, they tear you down. I hope you're getting my point here. You're getting my drift. You're tracking. Cool? Savvy? Get it? Dig? Folks, we're going to come back and I'm going to do my best, again, to show you these politicians for who they are. And I'm exposing their crimes right now. And America, you are the law. So after I show you this, you can do what you will. But if you do nothing, don't expect things to get better, because it's going to get worse. We'll be right back.
This alert just came in. This special announcement is for business owners and leaders of organizations who've been waiting for the right time to build. General Steel has made it impossible to wait any longer with rock-bottom prices that could save you thousands. That's right. General Steel, America's leader in pre-engineered structures, is offering buildings at prices you will never see again. Don't miss these prices. A 50 by 100 for $35,000. You heard right. That's 5,000 square feet for $35,000. If you need a larger building, try a 100 by 100 commercial building for $129,000. You can't afford to rent with these prices. Imagine a 70 by 100 foot church building for under $69,000. With the economy improving and interest rates still at historic lows, you can't afford to wait. So call 866-91-STEEL. Lock in your price now. Call 866-91-STEEL. That's 866-917-8335.
We are the premier independent talk radio network, the Genesis Communications Network, GCN.
If you constantly feel run down and tired, your pH level might be low and your body could be full of toxins. If what you drink is not at a pH level of 8 or higher, you are inviting bacteria and acid to thrive in your body. But there is something you can do. Simply add 10 drops of AlkaVision plasma pH drops to your water to help your body rid itself of acidic waste, increase oxygen, and raise your pH balance to optimum levels. AlkaVision plasma pH drops combine a unique formula of the most alkaline minerals in the world, alkalizing the water you drink, ridding your body of acidic waste and toxins, and helping you regain energy and vibrant health. And studies show viruses, bacteria, and toxins cannot survive in an alkaline high pH environment. Order your bottle of AlkaVision plasma pH drops at AlkaVision.com. That's AlkaVision.com. Or call 269-409-1776. 269-409-1776. Alkalize your body. Supercharge your health at AlkaVision.com today.
By now, you may have heard a bit about Bitcoins. But did you know Bitcoins are now over an $8.5 billion market? And did you know that over 65,000 businesses now accept Bitcoins? Listen, if you're already earning Bitcoins or trying to make money in the Bitcoin market, you've got to know BidBit.co. Why? Because BidBit.co is where you can easily receive Bitcoin by selling and auctioning off your own personal items or promote business products and services for Bitcoin. You heard right. Whether personal or business, you can now buy, sell, and auction your product and services quickly, easily, and securely for Bitcoin at BidBit.co, the first and only marketplace website to offer BidBit escrow, a proprietary technology which gives buyers and sellers security and peace of mind because all transactions are protected. Start today. It's free to join, free to post, free to auction, and free to bid at BidBit.co. Buy, sell, bid, or auction everything Bitcoin. That's www.bidbit.co. BidBit.co.
We all know that Berkey Water Purification Systems are the most trusted name in water filtration. As an authorized Berkey dealer for over 6 years and serving thousands of satisfied customers, the Berkey Guy offers amazing specials for Berkey Water Filtration Systems. The Berkey Light Systems include a set of self-sterilizing and recleanable black purification elements that purify water by removing chlorine, pathogenic bacteria, cysts, and parasites to non-detectable levels and remove harmful chemicals such as herbicides and pesticides. Order the Berkey Light System today, complete with two black Berkey elements for only $231, and the Berkey Guy will ship your order free of charge. With the purchase of a Berkey Light, the Berkey Guy is also offering a set of fluoride and arsenic filters for only $39.99. That's over 30% off the retail price. Call the Berkey Guy at 1-877-886-3653. That's 1-877-886-3653. Or order online at GoBerkey.com. That's GoBerkey.com today.
Back again to the Sons of Liberty, 1-866-233-0747. Folks, as much as them that are in the press that are magnifying these corrupt representatives to legitimize them, attempt, I stand on the opposite end of the spectrum to show you from history that to overlook the crimes of these politicians will be to America's own demise. That's all you have to do is look at history. Look to Machiavelli. They were destroyed for the lack of impeachment. And folks, many of these politicians, they don't need to be just impeached. They need to be indicted and charged. And America, when you begin to talk the way that you should talk, these politicians wouldn't be trying to get away with crime after crime after crime after crime after crime. And it's amazing when the law is enforced how people respond. But I want to tell you, many of these corrupt politicians, they're not the type that you would help at this point. And if you believe, and if you think I'm kidding, why don't you go ahead and do some homework concerning the trials May 5th, concerning the Nuremberg trials concerning Adolf Hitler and the criminals that he had around him. They weren't the type that you could save. They were the type that you had to stop and judge. And by the way, in many cases, they were hung back during the Nuremberg trials, and rightfully so. At least they were hung. Many of these criminals were so hardened and callous, friends, these politicians, these murderers of Adolf Hitler's, they were waiting in line to see who was going to be the next Führer. They wanted to be the next leader, and they were willing to go ahead and do everything all over again if they would have allowed them to get away with it again. But interestingly enough, when the prosecutor got on the stage, the first thing he said is, the laws of God and the laws of man have been violated. Folks, I want to tell you, before history repeats itself, the laws of God and the laws of man are being violated in America. And you are dealing with the same mindset, and you are allowing them to breed if you leave them undealt with. Because there is consequence to breaking the law. Let me say it this way. Friends, if you did what this administration did, you'd be thrown in jail for it. Let me say it again. If you were to do the things that this administration has done and is doing day by day, you would be thrown in jail for it. How is it that they're allowed to get away with it then? And again, friends, look at the ratio in numbers. It really comes down to this. Where are your priorities? How much do you love freedom? And if you don't understand the price paid for freedom, you might want to go to Arlington Cemetery. And in the spiritual, you might want to go to the cross of Calvary. Freedom isn't free, and freedom wasn't given unto us to do what we want to do. Freedom was given unto us to do what we ought to do. And if you're really thankful to them that sacrificed themselves to give us the freedom that we have today, the least you can do is stand up and fight for what they fought, bled, and died to give us. And it's a lack of gratitude to turn the other cheek. I want to tell you, America, you only have two cheeks. And I know the Bible tells us to turn the other cheek. Yep. Amen. I totally agree 100%. But I'll tell you what, I have two cheeks. After that, you're on your own. And folks, your face has been slapped more than twice. More than 100 times by this administration. More than 500 times. More than 900 times. And these are the times that he's been busted over 900 times. After two times, you're on your own. Never live your life where those that commit crimes are not afraid of you. Never. And if you do, just go ahead and make yourself sheep, said Benjamin Franklin. And the wolves will devour. And guess what, friends? They are devouring because you are acting as a sheep. Going back to this, the modern day politicians, 0.6% have been arrested for assault. These are the ones that have been caught. You know, a lot of these feel that they have some sort of congressional immunity to go ahead and break the law. They think they're demigods. They believe that they're above the law, friends. And I'm here to tell you they are not. 2.6% have been arrested on drug-related charges. Oh, it's more rampant than that, friends. Rest assured. 71 politicians, that's 13.3%, have credit reports so bad that they can't even qualify for a credit card. Now, I don't want you complaining about these guys if you don't pay your bills, right? I would say to you that if you're just as guilty as these guys are, who are you to judge them? First, take the mote out of your eye first, your own eye, before you attempt to take it out of theirs. And therein lies the problem right there. America needs to repent before a just and a holy God, because you are not going to be empowered by a Holy Ghost, because the Holy Ghost is given to those that obey, not disobey. And if you're truly sorry for your sin that put Christ up on the cross, guess what? You're going to take vengeance on the sin that put him there. Because it's a preacher's job, it's a patriot's job, natural, spiritual, to slay sin, to slay lawlessness. A patriot, defined Webster's 1828, is to uphold dying laws. It's time to magnify the laws, friends, that most people are allowing this administration to desecrate. Not here. Not here. Eight politicians, that's 1.5%, have been arrested for shoplifting. Again, keep in mind, these are the ones that have been busted. 21 politicians, that's 3.9%, are current defendants in lawsuits. 84 politicians, that's 15.7%, were stopped for drunk driving in 1998 alone. I'm going back sometime. So why is this happening in your country, folks? You have both eyes. You have both eyes wide open. You hear exactly what I'm saying to you. Now, I know that many in America today are led to believe that for some reason or another, that them that represent we the people are somehow above the law. And again, as I said, I suppose some sort of deceptive and pretended congressional immunity, perhaps, question mark, I'm asking. Folks, that they can literally do whatever they want without consequence of transgressing the law that they themselves swore to uphold? Yet when you read the Declaration of Independence, which many believe to be the preamble to the United States Constitution, which I believe it is as well, I extract from that document that our representatives derive their just powers from who? The consent of the governed. You are the governed. They're asking you for permission as to what they can do and what they can't do. Therefore, if America's representatives can do only what the American people have allotted them to do, then why is it that them that are to serve the people feel that they are above the law? I'll let you chew on that one for a minute. Think on that one. Ponder. Salah. Salay. Think. Mutter. I'll give you the answer. It's because the American people have tolerated their lawlessness to the degree that we are seeing today. It's simply a reflection of what America and its people tolerate. Period. Now, we have to put into perspective the presupposition that God is and that He is the giver of rights as the Declaration of Independence clearly proclaims, and it does. Our rights come from God and the powers of government come from you, the people. See, I go to that declaration and this is what I extract, the laws of nature and of nature's God. This is the seedbed to the Constitution, friends. That all men are created equal, that they are endowed by their Creator with certain unalienable rights, not transferable. In other words, the only way that you can lose your rights is if you forfeit them or give them up. Going back to the Declaration of Independence, appealing to the supreme judge of the world? And for the support of this declaration with a firm reliance on the protection of divine providence? Man, four times? God is acknowledged? Of course. Because He's the giver of the rights. Therefore, when President John F. Kennedy stated that the rights of man come not from the generosity of the state, but from the hand, or from the hand of God, it sounds like he took the time to familiarize himself with this country's founding documents. Do you think? Yep. Folks, we have a friend, Roscoe Bartlett, out in, I believe it was in Maryland. I hope I'm saying this right, but I'm pretty sure he was. We sat down and we had a conversation with him. He's a congressman in that state. And he carries around a Declaration of Independence and a Constitution in his pocket. When he was on the federal floor making reference to the founding documents, the court recorder turned and asked Roscoe Bartlett the question, where is that from? Do you remember when this administration, namely Nancy Pelosi, the witch that she is, remember when Michelle Bachmann wanted to read the founding documents on the floor, and she said it was an act of terror? Of course it's an act of terror to those that will not be ruled by law. Of course it is. People need to think. Hey folks, the reason these people don't want the Ten Commandments anywhere near them, you know, posted like, thou shalt not steal and thou shalt not commit adultery, thou shalt not lie, in a building full of lawyers, judges, and politicians, because it creates a hostile work environment. And I'm not even kidding. Scripture tells us the law is spiritual. I am carnal, sold under sin. So when the law comes, which is spiritual, it exposes the sin within themselves. And sin is the transgression of God's moral law. They don't want to be ruled by God, but they want to rule mankind. That is the definition of a tyrant. And for those that believe that you receive your rights from the state, you have an evolutionary view of government. You, sir, you, madam, are way off base. You understand nothing concerning who you are or nothing concerning your history. Folks, we can see that them that do serve we the people bear witness to the very fact by putting their hand on the Bible, which they do, and swearing in their oath, both to God and man, that they will uphold the laws found within the empire of laws, John Adams said. That's God's moral law found in Exodus 20. The God of the Mosaic Institution. You have something called common law, which is the Mosaic Institution. Woo! I love this. I love this. You know what I love about all this is I'm right. And I know I'm right. And I know who the giver of right is. And rights is. I know who gives them. And I know he's right, because by the grace of God, I ain't moving. Because he said the gates of hell shall not prevail against the church. And folks, by the way, this is why the conservatives never talk about what I'm talking about right now, is because they have an evolutionary view of government. They believe that your privileges come from the state rather than your rights coming from God. Therein lies your problem with the conservatives abroad. I'll be right back.
At the Sons of Liberty, we are in the trenches doing what it takes to protect our liberty. If you are already supporting our work as a son or daughter of liberty, we cannot say thank you enough. All we do is made possible by the generosity of faithful supporters like you. Together, we are having a positive impact on the future of this country we all love so much. If you have not yet partnered with us financially, we ask you today to consider becoming a son or daughter of liberty. Call 1-866-233-0747 or online at sonsoflibertyradio.com. Be a part of the team that brings responses like this.
Hi, I'm Ray Comfort from The Way of the Master and from Living Waters. I love Bradley. I love his passion for the lost, particularly for today's youth. His background in rock music gives an instant rapport with his generation. And so we need more Christians just like Bradley.
Become a son or daughter of liberty at sonsoflibertyradio.com. sonsoflibertyradio.com.
I have bought a few bottles of Heart and Body Extract and have to say that it certainly does work.
That's what Jack from Michigan had to say after his experience with heart pain and what he did to treat it with Heart and Body Extract.
I actually had a huge heart flutter. I was also having some edema around my ankles and very worrisome clot in my right leg that would happen from time to time while I was trying to sleep.
Heart and Body Extract is all natural with no negative side effects. It will help repair or correct past problems associated with the heart and body circulation.
After my second bottle of Heart and Body Extract, all problems are now gone.
Order at hbextract.com or call 866-295-5305.
I ordered a third bottle of Heart and Body Extract for maintenance, as I want to keep everything working.
Order Heart and Body Extract at 866-295-5305 or hbextract.com. Heart and Body Extract for a long and healthy life.
So the news breaks, Hillary Clinton's running for president. My buddy Mark says to me, hey, didn't Hillary support the Brady Bill and the assault weapons ban? And I'm thinking, yeah, 1992 presidential campaign, oh my God, a gun grabber in the White House. So at Guns80.com, they've come up with the Hillary Clinton special. They just call it the Hillary. You even get two 30-round magazines for free, and it's only $474.95 for the whole kit. So get your AR-15 kit and tell Hillary, ha-ha, 8442-GUNS80, that's Guns80.com.
By now you know that wireless technology like cell phones do in fact pose dangers to the health and privacy of everyone. Lockheed Pocket's wide range of products are unmatched in providing the protection you deserve. No scare tactics, just common sense. LockheedPocket.com offers quality American-made options to alleviate and eliminate these invisible dangers. Learn more at LockheedPocket.com or call 888-315-9618. LockheedPocket.com, enhancing health and privacy.
Again to the Sons of Liberty. I totally appreciate your participation in the fight for this country, friends. I really do. You know, I was just talking about the conservatives and how they're trying to legitimize some of these candidates. And it's the conservatives spending more time attempting to legitimize these presidential campaigns than it is even their own lawless selves. He's talking about Jeb Bush. Folks aren't even taking... You know, it's interesting. He is leading the polls, but nobody's voting for him. It's all bought and paid for. He's leading the polls, but nobody's voting for him, friends. How's he leading the polls? He's not. But this is what they're telling you. Hillary Clinton... Oh, isn't she an anti-gun? Isn't she a gun grabber? Yeah, she's a gun grabber, but she's got a whole lot of dead bodies around her and her husband and that administration. And then we have Rand Paul, who's a libertarian. He has no regard for the law. He's trying to make it work for both sides. You can't, folks, you can't do that. You can't make it work for both sides. How does that work? It doesn't work that way, and it never will work that way. Because if you try to make it work for both sides, guess what? You're going to get shot from both sides. And I'm trying to figure out if the American people have figured that much out yet. But if he's willing to compromise on what the right giver commanded, what else won't he compromise? Well, I'll just try to make it work for him, and I know he's committing a crime, but this is a law abider. But, you know, we need to compromise. We need to be a bunch of diplomatic magicians. Diplomacy is seduction in another guy's friends. Just saying. There was once a soldier during the Civil War who wanted to pick the middle road. Rather than choosing one side or the other, he decided to wear a Union shirt and Confederate pants for his uniform. This middle road cost him his life as the Confederates began to shoot at his Union shirt and the North began to shoot at his Confederate pants. He fell to his death as he was shot at length by both sides. So, should we have it two ways or should we have it one way? Hey, folks, and I also want you to understand this too. When you go back to the truth, I am the way, the truth, and the life, John 14:6, do keep in mind that it was Jesus that already told us 2,000 years ago to beware of the sin, the leaven, which is symbolic of the sin, of the Pharisees, the religious hypocrites, and the leaven of the Herodians, governments. He said to beware of both of them. You know, but we hear from the conservatives, oh, you know, I don't want that religious talk in here now, because if I bring in Christianity into this conversation, it's going to put me out of business. And by the way, that's what real leaders do. Sheep begat sheep. They work themselves out of a position and out of the position to make others do what he is doing so they can gain back what has been given unto us at such a high cost. And what is it that I'm talking about? Our freedoms, our liberties. Because again, friends, we still have the freedom to do the right thing. So what are you doing with that gift? I ask you. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution applies to the President, the Vice President, all civil officers, as well as justices who hold their offices during good behavior, because judges, again, are to discover and apply written law, not to create or legislate law. Don't forget what I said. I brought this into the equation, friends, because it's important that all civil officers, all of them that serve we the people, swear to uphold the Constitution with their hand on the Bible. They swear to God and man. Article 2, Section 4 of the United States Constitution. The President, Vice President, and all civil officers of the United States shall be removed from office on impeachment for and conviction of treason, bribery, or other high crimes and or the smallest infractions of law called misdemeanors. And what is the procedure for impeachment? Well, first of all, love your God and then your brothers. Because you can't love your brothers until you first love God with your whole heart, mind, soul, and strength. It's impossible. Because the love of God has been shed abroad in our hearts by the Holy Ghost. You don't have that, you're worthless. You're still in your sin. Love your God, your brothers, and then your country to bring forth justice. See, you can't give what you ain't got. Until God gives it, you can't give it. House votes to impeach, majority required. Senate then votes to remove from office. Senate. Folks, a lot of these people, by the way, are the fox in the chicken coop, so you need to deal with them as well. And let them know that if you violate, in any sense of the word, or compromise in any sense of the word, the written law, we will deal with you as well. Folks, see how this works. Two-thirds required to vote, with Chief Justice presiding. This is what I'm talking about, the fox in the chicken coop. He's as corrupt as the rest of them because he's only doing what he's told. Oh, and I also want to interject this. It's coming to my aid right now. Roosevelt said back in the 30s, there's nothing that doesn't happen in politics that's not first planned. Isn't it interesting how government's always got control of no matter what goes wrong? And their whole purpose is to what? Stop invasion and domestic insurrection? Repeal invasion? That's the purpose of government, friends. It's to restrain men from sin, said our forefathers. But we don't want to talk about that. Because if we interject Christ, man, I'll tell you what. We'd have to actually submit ourselves to the meek King of Glory, and we wouldn't want to do that. Because we don't want to be called a fool for Christ. We don't want to become, you know, one of those guys, one of those heretics, you know, one of those lunatics out there, one of those weirdos that talks about repent for the kingdom of heaven is at hand. Now, hey, listen, I want you to listen to me clearly. I'm not in the business of denying the Christ. And if I were you, I wouldn't be in the business neither. Because he said, he who denies me will be denied. Not a good place to put yourself. That's more dangerous. We're talking about eternity there. We're talking about eternity there, friends. And I want to make sure everybody understands that we are not to fear man. We are to fear God. And just keep in mind what Jesus said rightfully, because I think it's worth reiterating, because there's a whole lot of wisdom involved in what I'm about to tell you right now. Because when you go over to King James, it says, I say unto you in Luke 12:4, my friends, he said, be not afraid of them that kill the body and after that have no more that they can do. And what did he say right after that? He said, fear him which after he hath killed hath power to cast into hell. Yeah, I say unto you, fear him. And one more time for the record, I'm not a hellfire preacher because it's unscriptural. We're to fear God, not hell. And it starts out as a diabolical fear, and then it becomes a filial fear. Starts out as a slave afraid of judgment, and then it becomes as the work of the Holy Ghost working through us, regenerating us and renewing us. Then it becomes a son or a daughter unto their father that they love so that they don't want to offend. So folks, House votes to impeach. Who moves the House to vote? You. Senate then votes to remove from office. If they don't, remove Senate. Two-thirds required to vote. Folks, many of these people have been in government for 20 to 30 years. With Chief Justice presiding. Folks, he's a fox in the chicken coop. He's only doing what he's told. And I'll tell you why they're all doing what they're told, because they're all compromised men and women. If they're not, hey, folks, and I want to just lay this to your candor, too. Which congressman, representative in government has actually drawn up the papers for articles of impeachment? Well, I can't think of one. No, you're right. Because there isn't one. And I want to ask you a question. Why is it that they haven't, when the American people are decrying the crimes of this administration? I'll tell you why. Because that corrupt government sees that you're too busy doing your own thing. And you don't really mean what you say. As I said earlier, folks, these are not the type that can be saved. They are the type that must be stopped legally and lawfully. And there's a lot of good people in government that are willing to do it and go further than just what the, you know, the Trey Gowdies of the world are willing to do. And the Daryl Issa or Issa are willing to do. They're actually there to indict and bring forth charges. Well, we need some people there that will actually bring forth the charges. But again, let me go back and ask you the question. What has emboldened these individuals that are running for the presidency of the United States, not all of them, but the Jeb Bushes and the Hillary Clintons, what's emboldened them to actually think that everything that they have done concerning the innocent, and I believe a lot of the people that are dead around their administration, I don't believe they were all innocent. I believe they just got caught in the game. And they were probably one of those that just didn't think that it would happen to us. Remember what Bugsy Siegel said back in the 30s, friends? Remember the gangster? He was the guy that brought the casino, the Flamingo, into Nevada, Sin City, Las Vegas. He said, man, when you're in the mob, you don't have to worry about anybody else because we only kill our own. And just some of these guys got caught in the mix. They got caught in the crossfire. But again, what we need to do is realize that if we want to actually deal with the issues at hand, you're the ones that are going to have to do it. Folks, impeachment is not enough. They must be indicted and charged. Pull the curtain back on the candidates that have been thrown to you. And if it's not the right one, then get the right one. And let's get behind them and get this right. Love you by what we do. 1 John 3:18. Talk to you soon. Sons of Liberty Radio.com.
It's time to build your own emergency food stockpile with the industry leader, My Patriot Supply. Once you try them, you'll know why so many Americans like you have made them part of their emergency preparedness plan. Experience the My Patriot Supply difference today with this unbelievable offer. Right now, a 4-week food supply is only $99, and that includes free shipping. That's 50% off the online price. Call 800-274-3070 to claim yours. Limit 2% caller
while supplies last. This offer isn't available online, so you want to make sure and grab this opportunity to get prepared today. 800-274-3070 to get your four-week food supply for the incredible price of only $99, and it'll be shipped to you completely free. Call 800-274-3070 right now. That's 800-274-3070 to claim yours while supplies last. Don't wait. Call today.